66-232.
Talked to the new coach and asked him if they were bringing back the new offense, or Coach Cheney, the old offensive coordinator, and he said he wasn't. And just figured I'd make the leap.
So it'll be difficult to kind of improve your numbers in a brand new offense. Finish your career there in a new offense, whether it's going to be a new offense, for you to kind of take the next step in your progression, you think?
Yeah, he was wanting to do a little more running with the quarterback, and as you guys all know, I'm not a big runner, so didn't see the fit.
The draft class that's kind of considered weak as far as the quarterback position goes, do you feel that you had a better chance than Nets offline, maybe, because you had maybe a top five guy?
I wasn't really looking at that. I just knew there was a bunch of new coaches coming in. I just dealt with a bunch of new coaches coming in from the previous staff. And I knew the last transition was hard, and just figured I'd try to make that transition into the NFL instead of still in college.
How ready do you feel for the NFL? What do you think you can bring to the NFL?
I feel I'm ready. Done a lot in college. I mean, didn't win a lot of ball games, but put up some pretty good numbers for the SEC. And SEC's just a little bit under the NFL.
Do you feel like the NCAA was fair with the sanctions they put on Tennessee?
I wasn't worried about the sanctions. As long as we get to play football, that's all I cared about.
Tyler, having to adapt to change at the college level, how do you think it will help you in this transition? You're going to choose a new coach again, a new offense again, whenever you go here at this level.
Yeah, I mean, I went from Coach Kiffin to Coach Dooley. I had to make that change, had to learn a whole new offense, and now I'm making another step, so it shouldn't be too hard.
Are you concerned at all about a couple of the off-the-field things that happened last year?
Well, I'm sure it's going to affect me a little bit. I'm not worried about that. I'm trying to came here to show that I've grown up from that and learn from my mistakes.
Going off of that, what kind of what do you hope the teams have learned about how you've grown up and
how? Just looking past that. I'm here to win football games and just have fun. I mean, I'm trying to just compete with all the best quarterbacks too and just have fun all around.
How high have you been in the past?
Just moved on. I've been working harder than I've ever worked. Put on 24 pounds training with API. So it's just this offseason. Well, we can call it offseason. This offseason has been good.
What kind of feedback have you gotten so far? Like, at least since you've been here?
That I'm a lot bigger. That was always the main issue, was my weight, seeing if I could take a hit. And, I mean, I put on 24 pounds, so I think I'm ready to go.
A couple of very talented receivers, obviously, in Patterson. Can you talk about those two guys and what makes them so special?
Well, you get CP the ball, and he's gonna make guys miss, and he's going to score touchdowns. He's improved his route running, too. I mean, that was a big question on his part. And, I mean, he's worked hard. I mean, I've spoken to him and Justin and Derek, too, as well, and they've been working hard, and they're going to be good.
What about Justin? What makes him a special receiver?
He's Gumby. I mean, he gets open, he can get real low, gets off of the jam or the DB try to jam him up. I mean, he's a great receiver.
Will you rate yourself as a thrower on the other quarterbacks?
I mean, everyone's got a great arm. I'm not going to sit up here and try to say I have the best arm because it's debatable. But I feel I can compete.
Wisconsin tackle, table three. Ricky Wagner, table three.
Because every guy has a different experience with that
I'm not worried about it. I mean, we've been doing this since we were little. So it's just a little bigger stage, so nerves might become a part of it, but it's going to be fun.
What were some of the evaluations like just meeting with the different teams and talking with those guys?
I mean, it's all a new process. It's just like getting recruited for to go into college. It's just now it's a job that you get paid for.
Do you have to feel like more grown up? Is it like a real life interview as opposed to going to college where they're just coming at you and asking you about stuff?
Yeah, I mean, they're bringing up stuff from 7th grade, and you're like, I barely remember the 7th grade, what happened? and they know pretty much everything, so it's a lot different.
How well do you know about Brown's owner, Jimmy Haslam?
Who?
Jimmy Haslam, Brown's owner, speaking.
Met him once, not too extensively, though.
Some compare you to Jay Cutler. What do you think of that comparison, and is there a pro quarterback in pattern in game?
Jay Cutler's a good quarterback. I don't think I compare to anybody. I mean, we're all different quarterbacks. I mean, Peyton Manning's a great quarterback. Tom Brady's a great quarterback.
What's the biggest thing you want to prove here this week to everybody?
That I've grown up. A lot of questions about the immaturity and all the off-the-field decision-making. I just want to move past that and get to the on-the-field stuff.
Maybe another knack in college was being a quarterback, obviously, your leadership skills. You were maybe not a rah-rah kind of guy. You, I guess, showed maybe more with your actions. You kind of tried to maybe kind of vet, like on the next level, people giving that feedback, maybe to be a rah-rah kind of guy?
Yeah, I guess. I was always just trying to be a leader, set example on the field. Towards my junior season, I worked on it, got a few guys' faces if I needed to, which I had never done before. So I try to improve on that.
What do you think Coach is working with right now, and what areas of improvement have you been able to make so far this season?
Bill Cunity, out at API, he's helped me a lot. I mean, there's stuff he's taught me that I didn't even know existed. So he's been a real good mentor.
How much do you think about your footwork now?
My footwork? Oh, I think my footwork's good. I'm getting a little faster, getting bigger, stronger, and faster.
What about playing in the SEC, you think, might give you an advantage in the next level? Playing in the SEC?
A lot of the top guys in this draft are from the SEC. So I've been facing them. I mean, D. Milner, faced him, all those big draft prospects I've already faced. So I don't feel it's going to be a big jump to go into the NFL.
How do you prove to teams that you are a mature player?
Just meeting with them and discussing how I plan to move forward.
How do you explain what happened with you? You're a top quarterback prospect. You have two receivers that might go in the first round. Another receiver who transferred to another school. Why didn't things go a little better as far as the success?
I mean, there's a bunch of things. I mean, we couldn't put it together when we needed to. Defense would play great and we wouldn't show up. Or we show up, the defense will show up. There's just a bunch of things. We just never brought it together as a team. And part of that falls on my shoulders for not being a better leader.
Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, podium.
What about those receivers?
No, I did it to myself. I mean, if I would have never been a part of it, I would have never had to answer for it. I'm just trying to move forward, though. I'm here to win ball games.
Can you give us a scouting report on those receivers? Two first round receivers.
They're both great.
I mean, what do they bring to the table?
I mean, CP, you get the ball in his hands, easy to make people miss. And Justin, you throw it up to him, he's going to go get it. I mean, he's going to out jump anybody.
You clearly have changed a bunch of ways, physically and mentally. You mentioned that there was always concern about your body, your big hits, things like that. Why do you think it took so long for you to grow up physically as well as whatever other questions there might have
been? Just getting on the right diet plan. In college, you're trying to make do with what you have. And once you get out of college, you can kind of spend more money to get a better nutrition plan.
What about the mental side? How prepared do you feel you are for the mental side?
As far as X's and O's wise?
X's and O's and just dealing with everything that comes with it, the free time, the money, everything.
I think I'm ready. I mean, I've been, Coach Cunity and I have been working on all of it. I mean, just how to manage time. Me and my agents have talked about it. And just the X's and O's part, that's the biggest struggle I had in the past. So that's the real big thing I focused on. I've got it down.
How about just from a throwing standpoint, do you feel like there's any throws that you can't make on the field? Any throws you can work on?
I mean, you're never going to be perfect with your throws, so there's always room for improvement, but I feel like I can make every throw.
Which teams have you met with?
I met with the Oakland Raiders guy a couple minutes ago.